DW.
A conveyor belt floating in the air. This is the strange sight which greets you upon entering Mr. Green's factory hall in Nairobi. Of course, the conveyor belt is actually attached to the ground, but the base is covered up by huge bags full of plastic waste. Several workers throw the garbage onto the assembly line, while others try to sort through the plastic as quickly as possible. CEO Kieran Smith explains that the garbage in the bags has already been sorted for some criteria.
Here, you can see the different colours. We have white, red, blue, green, and so on.
Mr. Green set up shop in the Kenyan capital a few months ago. The founder of the company studied in Switzerland and started a small business there with some fellow students. But recycling plastic in Kenya is something else entirely. Kieran Smith says there are advantages here compared to European countries.
In Germany or other European countries, a lot of plastic is actually being burnt. And now people are thinking about how they can stop burning plastic and turn it into a resource instead. Here in Kenya, because they don't burn plastic yet, we can make that jump directly.
This is his business idea in a nutshell. Garbage collectors take the plastic to locations throughout the city. From there, the plastic is taken to the factory where everything gets sorted, cleaned, and finally, shredded. Customers buy the plastic chips which are created during this process, up to 4.5 tons daily. They use the plastic chips to produce new products. This protects both resources and the environment, Kieran explains.
It always seems like you're either doing something good for the world or you're making money. I think our model shows that while we're doing something good, we're also making money.
One of the collection points is at a slum near the largest garbage dump in Nairobi. Patrick Kamani is one of the garbage collectors who brings plastic here. Sometimes he has a lot, other times not so much.
It depends on how much I find. Sometimes I even come here several times a day. But today, this here is my first bag.
The employee at the collection point weighs the bag and tells Patrick how much money he'll get paid.
This is 1.12 off. He will get 21 shillings.
Patrick's bag contained just over 1 kilo in plastic. He gets paid the equivalent of about 20 euro cents. That's not much, but Patrick says it all adds up for him.
It depends. You can even make more than 3k per month.
That's about 30 euros a month. Garbage collectors are still among the poorest of the poor in Nairobi. But Mr. Green hopes to offer them a new perspective. People who prove they are reliable or bring unusually large amounts of plastic will receive extra payments on top of being paid the normal fees. It's all part of the Mr. Green business philosophy, Kieran Smith explains.
The innovation in our business model is not really how we process the recycled plastic. What's innovative is the way we obtain the material and how we actually integrate this informal labour market into our value chain.
Garbage isn't usually sorted in Kenya. Everything eventually finds its way to one of the country's many dumps or ends up being thrown away somewhere else. Although plastic bags have been banned in the East African country for some time now, there's still tons of plastic to be found underneath the garbage piles. The garbage is also littered along the roadsides and especially in the slums. The collectors clean up here, say Deborah and Judy, both 13 years old, who live next to a collection point.
When you drink water, you throw the plastic and they come and they take them.
I think they are helping in conserving the environment by collecting the plastics around our living area.
Mr. Green has set up 25 collection points in Nairobi so far. By the end of next year, it will be 40. Kieran also hopes to start a new service where collectors are able to pick up plastic waste directly from households. For him, it's clear that the collectors are changing the city.
Garbage collectors, or the people who deal with garbage, are always marginalised. But to us, they are superheroes, and we want to treat them like superheroes.
But there's still a long way to go. Currently, less than 10% of the waste in Kenya is recycled. Mr. Green wants to increase this figure, together with his garbage collecting superheroes.
DW.